The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. Joining me this morning, we do have a full house, and we're all A&Ts, okay? First, we're joined by my wife, Ann Fell, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services and Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare. Ann, say good morning to our listening audience at WTBQ.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Oh, that was a kind of low-key, Ann. Hello. That's all. Come on. Let's go. We got to be feeling all right. That's our theme song. We have two fine employees at A&T Healthcare who are joining us this morning, and we're very excited about it. First, we have our RN, Bernice Allion, who will be joining us. Say good morning to our listening audience at WTBQ.
Good morning, everyone, and especially to my A&T co-workers and gang back in New City. I hope everyone's having a great morning.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be done, Ann. And also
okay,
joining us,
you.
We have one of our rising stars, I want to say, at A&T Healthcare, because as we'll talk later, you know, Bernice has been with A&T for over like 32 years, but Maria's just like kind of 3 years, but it's Maria Barry. Maria, tell our listening audience at WTBQ a nice welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. We're here to have a great time today discussing A&T and their programs, their training programs, their employees, all the benefits to working there, having a career with them.
And all this, just briefly, as I always talk, A&T Healthcare, we are a home care agency, and we have offices all throughout the Hudson Valley. We have an office in Newburgh, one in Kingston, Mount Kisco, New Jersey, New York City, and our corporate office is in New City, New York, and where Bernice was just talking about. We at A&T, we're very honored to be having our Thursday morning show where we discuss health-related topics and subjects, and I always say we are not controversial. Just so you know, Bernice and Maria, we are not controversial, contentious, or confrontational. However, we are engaging, informative, and I always want to say we are entertaining, okay? We do have, accept any questions or topics that what we're presenting. The phone number that you can reach us on is 845-651-1110. 845 area code 651-1110. And as always, thank you for making us a part of your Thursday morning. Well, just to make sure, our numbers of Facebook, it just keeps rising and rising and rising. I think we're well over like 2,500. Please be friends with us on Facebook. It's very informative. We tell you about events that are happening. Just to digress, I know we had the Three Amigos that were on before, and as I say, this is a health-related field, and it's not a political thing, but I do want to make a very brief comment on Governor Cuomo's State of the State address. He was, proposing a 12-week, State Family Leave Act, and I know so often we have discussions on this, and I know that, Bernice and Maria will probably give some of their insight in the sense that people, sometimes when they have caring for their loved ones or elderly, they may need the time off and things like that. And I know it's a very daunting task if you've ever been in that position where you are a caregiver about the tremendous strain that it may happen to you. And I know you're caring for them. And we've talked about the sandwich generation, caring for them, caring for the families. But those are things that, we wouldn't be to see what's interested. But I know we have had several shows we had caregivers on and they expressed it. And that's part of what we talk about with A&T, about how we can be really a way of helping someone in that particular situation. We do have classes that are scheduled. Ann, do you want to tell us about the classes that are scheduled?
We have a PCA class scheduled in New City. It's starting on January 25th.
Correct.
So if you're interested in that class, that's a personal care assistant class, please give our New City office a call at 638-4342. There is a process to enroll. So it does take a few weeks, a little bit of time. So if you're interested in that, you really need to, call them.
Yeah, you
soon.
Can't go like next Friday or something like that because it is a process. We'll probably be talking a little bit about that on today's show.
That's true. And But we do have a class starting in Newburgh, in our Newburgh office, and that's in February. I think it, what is it, February? Third week of February. Anyway, that's
in late
February, and definitely if you give us a call in the Newburgh office at 561-7900, they'll be able to answer those questions, set up an appointment for you to come in and start to fill out the paperwork. We are looking for home health aides right here in Warwick, and certainly taking this course, we would be able to, help you get some employment here.
So. Right, right. Okay, and that's really pretty much, that's our segue into what today's show is that we have two of our frontline workers. When I say frontline workers, they have been with A&T Healthcare, and they are caring for your loved ones. And I know that Bernice, you're one of the original ones. I want to say a little bit like myself. I know you've been with A&T. A&T has been, 32 years. We're celebrating our 32nd year, and I know you were one of the original ones. And we also have, as I said, Maria Barry, who she is one of our newer employees, and she just, became an HHA last year. What we want to do is we want our listening audience to have a firsthand look at what it takes to become an HHA and what it's like to be caring for someone in the home setting. I know that sometimes this happens, that people don't, I need home care. What kind of people are working? But these are two individuals that I think really exemplify the quality of the employees that we have at A&T Healthcare and just that we strive for. And I know on a personal level, I know with Maria, she was one of my students, and I guess she'll be sharing some of her experience with that. Now, Bernice, were you trained at A&T Healthcare?
No, I wasn't. I actually started at
competitors?
I started at the age of 16.
Oh, wow.
I took up the LPN program with BOCES when I was attending Clarkstown South. And that was a two-year program.
Okay.
I completed it. And I chose not to take the boards because I wanted to encourage myself to go on to pick up my baccalaureate at Mount St. Mary College. So I, went there 4 years, and I picked up my RN.
But it's a very interesting story. And let me just, at the very beginning, just to clarify with everyone, we always hear what's the difference between a PCA and an HHA and a CNA? And then the other thing I always hear is what, Ann, is that, who's higher? Is a CNA higher than an HHA and all that? Let me just explain it. I'll make it very simply. Personal care aide, these are licenses that are issued by the state of New York. And A&T Healthcare is certified as far as being able to train people to become personal care aides. And there was a big thing as far as with me being able to teach it, as far as what my experiences and my qualifications. And as I said, I am qualified to do it, and I do it for A&T Healthcare. Personal care aide is they have a set of skills that they are able to do as far as direct personal care with a particular patient. Now, an HHA is a higher level of a personal care aide because what they are able to do is they're able to do more sophisticated tests, such as a blood pressure. They're able to do, if someone has a tracheostomy, to do the trach care, ostomy care. If they have, those are all different things. There's more advancement in terms of what they can do, even as far as taking the temperatures, pulse, and respiration. So there's more advance in that sense. A CNA is a certified nurse's aide. Now that is limited in the sense of the home care, in the nursing home. Care. And as I said, a CNA cannot work in the home care unless they're trained, and an HHA can't work in a nursing home unless they're trained. So it's really apples and oranges. You can't say one is higher than the other. It has to do with what the training is. And we do have training where we can have someone go from a CNA to an HHA. And I know, Maria, we're going to talk later on throughout the show, is that you can go from a PCA to an HHA where you're able to be advanced. Always keep in mind, I know that when you go into hospitals and there may be adult homes, like they may have different titles, that they may say a PCA, which may be, patient care associate, maybe something like that. They all have like different terminology, but just so it's clear that in order to be working for a home care agency, a personal care aide, you have to be under a home care agency. They may call someone working in some other facility, assisted living or what have you, as a PCA, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are, that's not, may not be considered a home care agency. So just so you understand what the dynamics is, it really has to do with what the actual training that took place. And very, very quickly, I just wanted to say, as far as work, I had started out, I know you, I was one of the earlier employees, I remember, at A&T when I was just starting out. And one of the things that I had done was the, I was a registered nurse when I worked, and a lot of what I was doing at that time, Maria is actually doing now as an HHA, and that's part of the thing about the home health care, about the dynamics, the healthcare delivery system, the paradigm, how it's changing. It's becoming more and more sophisticated as far as what different individuals can do. But what is always important is that they have to have the proper training on it, just in the sense that you know, they have to know what they're doing. And that's one thing that is always very important. I think you can say that also, Bernice, as far as what you were learning and all.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has evolved quite a bit.
Okay, you're listening to Health Matters, and when we come back, we'll be hearing the story from Bernice and from Maria. Thank you.
Are you an RN or an LPN, caregiver or aide, and want to be part of a first-class, full-service home healthcare agency? Then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342. High standards of care from pediatric to adult patients need your TLC. You are dependable, compassionate, honest, and sensitive to the needs of others. Whether you are highly skilled or wanting to learn, A&T has the finest training program in the tri-state area. And if you'd like to be part of the number one home healthcare agency that makes a difference every day in so many lives, then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342 today or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Marina Case of the Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. Tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
This is Wayne Patterson of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and host of The Real Real Estate Show, heard every Monday at 10 a.m. where you can learn how to buy and sell properties on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ. All right, and welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller, Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and joining me this morning is a full set of employees at A&T Healthcare, my wife, Ann Feller. We have Bernice Allison, our RN. Allion, I apologize.
That's
see,
okay.
Ann always said,
right, I told
Ann
you.
Said,
it's a
Peter,
tough last
please.
Name.
I said, Bernice, please write out your name. And then Ann says, yes, Peter, have her write it out so you can
it's
misspell,
right.
misstate it and all that.
It's okay.
Maria Barry is also joining us, one of our HHA. So, Bernice, why don't you just tell our listening audience something about yourself? How did you get involved with A&T Healthcare? Because you've been with one of our original employees, I can say. And by the way, I know we were on radio, but she's on one of our flyers and stuff like that.
That's,
if you're looking for a
right.
career
oh,
at A&T Healthcare, and I showed Taylor that, and I was holding
that
it was in front of her, in front of her face, to see if Taylor was going to be able to say, "Oh, you see that? That's who it is."
I didn't volunteer
stuff.
To do that
we're
one.
We're definitely
going to
be sure.
I know. I always have to keep Taylor. I always like
that
to surprise Taylor when I come
she,
here, so I
got. She cornered okay. me to do that one. Thanks, Carol.
It looks you really. You look great. I'm telling you.
Thanks.
It looks like.
Well, we'll definitely get some more of those flyers up here.
Oh, great.
Yes, yeah, so tell me once more of those flyers, so we'll do that. Go ahead.
But anyways, yeah, so now I'm dating myself because it goes back about 30 years. I was a full-time student at Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh, taking the nursing program. And I remember my roommate, Jeanette, who said to me, I said to her, you know what, I'm really tired of working at the nursing home over the summer breaks, and I'm looking for something new and exciting and different. And she said, you know, my mom, she works at NIAC Hospital, CCU, And she works with two other nurses that are opening an agency. And I said, you're kidding. I said, it's open already? Yeah, it's only been open for about a year, I think. Look into it. So she gave me the name. She said A&T. It's at 151 North Main Street in New City. So I went. This little one-room office.
One room, wow.
That's all
Boy,
it was.
We have grown. We have grown at
office.
A&T.
And I met two wonderful ladies. One was Annette Galena, and the other one was Tony Babington. May they rest in peace.
Yeah,
I miss both of them. And I told them that I had gone through the BOCES program, but that I chose not to take the boards, that I chose to go straight to college to pick up my baccalaureate. And they were like, great, don't worry. We'll put you on board. What are you looking to do? I said, you tell me, you know. And they said, well, right now what you qualify for is just as a home health aide. And I said, well, I understand you have live-in cases. And she said, we do. Would you be interested? And I said, absolutely. And they started me right away.
Well, now, what was it, as far as, like, with the training and everything? I know right now it's a lot more sophisticated. I know when Marie went in, but how did it work with that as far as your qualifications to start working?
Well, for me, in my case, because I went through the BOCES, I was highly qualified. So I didn't need to go through a special training through A&T.
Right.
I had it through BOCES.
Okay. Right, you had the LPN training.
I just didn't have the license. That's it. Mm-hmm. So they were able to put me on the case right away. I didn't need any formal training. I already had that. And I had worked at a nursing home, I believe, for two summers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know. And I felt very, very comfortable right away, just, you know, starting as a live-in.
Now, why did you pursue this field, Bernice, as far as why? What motivated you? I always ask that. I mean, I've been asked that question. Why did I become an RN? Go ahead.
Well, initially, I've always known that I wanted to be a nurse from the time I was a kid.
Wow, cool. I didn't.
I have two brothers and a sister. And my older brother, he was a klutz, and he was always scraping himself. So I was always the one patching him up.
Yeah.
So I just knew I was going to be.
That was it.
I knew I was going to be in that field, you know?
Very good.
No, that's the truth. That is the truth. And I just pursued it, you know?
And you loved every minute of
every
it.
Every minute. I still do.
I just hear in your tone
I
and everything.
I still do.
It
I
was
still
a
love what I
calling.
Do. I
Absolutely.
Do.
Oh, that's great. Maria, why don't you tell our listeners, tell us about why did you. How did you find out about A&T? Why did you want to pursue this particular career?
Okay, I actually was trying to figure out a new occupation for myself. My kids had grown. I had been in finance for a good amount of years, but I had always thought of nursing off and on since high school. So I started looking at the employment ads and the papers and everything, and I saw A&T advertised. So I figured, let me, you know, call them up, give a try. So I went in and I did all the paperwork, everything, and I started the training program for the PCA with Peter Fella, was the teacher.
Awesome.
And I really enjoyed it. I loved learning. I always loved learning, and I went through the whole training program. And I started working for A&T, and I have met so many different families, which I find the best part of it, that I get to know all these different families, and I get to help people who really need help. And I just feel like if I can make somebody's life a little bit easier, make their life a little bit more pleasant, it really means a lot to me to do that. And then Peter Fella came up to me and said, you know, do you want to upgrade? We want to consider you for a home health aide. So I said, absolutely. So I went through the next level, all the training classes with him. And he's an excellent teacher. He made the classes very enjoyable. I really enjoyed them. And then I started as the home health aide, I guess about a year ago. So now I'm at a little bit of a higher level than the PCA, so there's more that I can do for my patients.
Right. That's what I was trying to give the distinction.
And just this past year and a half, I had one patient that I got very close to him and his family, and he always considered me as family. I always considered them as family, and I really enjoyed working with them. I know that I will always be in contact with them. So it's just something very worthwhile to do. If this is something that you're very interested in, this kind of career, it's a good place to start. I do have to say that the staff is always very supportive. Any new case that you're on, they send a nurse the very first day to help you, give you all the information, let you know what you need, you know, to know about the patient. And as you're going along, you have any questions, you can call. You can always call somebody 24 hours a day. So I found that very reassuring, and I really enjoy it.
I know, like, Ann can, you know, even talk on this, but I mean, that's one of the important things that we say at A&T Healthcare is that when we assign someone to a case, the registered nurse, you know, surmises, you know, the home and that sort of stuff, and they don't say, here, go to so-and-so, Mrs. Jones is your patient, this is it, good luck. They meet, they set up a time when the nursing supervisor is actually there to go over the care plan, go over what the responsibility is, go over any important things that you have to be careful of, and also go back to the care plan. I know, Ann, you could talk more on that. Like with the care plan, the family is very much involved in that particular
right. The
component.
You know, you have to know what the person likes to do, when they get up, how they get up, if they get up during the night, how often do they get up during the night? Anticipating someone's, you know, pain so that the family or the patient, they can take, you know, their pain medication. Reminding them to do that. Those things are set up in advance so that when the home health aide is there, they know, you know, how to meet that person's needs. So
yeah,
it's very important.
And that's, yes,
for that nurse to go in and do that assessment and evaluation as well.
Yeah, I always know, like, the thing about if, like, even having breakfast in the morning, let's say, oh, gee, the patient, you know, isn't he, you know, so-and-so's not having any breakfast. And the daughter may say, well, the person never had breakfast, just had a cup of coffee. That's all. They never had a breakfast or anything like
right,
that.
That's
so
important to know.
So you understand that, you know, right. And just like having a particular stack. Bernice, why do you enjoy this field so much? Now, you've worked your way up. You worked your way up. You are an RN, and we're going to talk more also about with the training. But tell us about that. What do you enjoy so much about working for A&T or doing the work that you're doing right now?
Well, I'm going to coin one of my boss's mottos, which is there's no substitute for the healing that happens at home.
That's right.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yes.
And when I used to work in the hospital, I didn't feel like a complete nurse. I didn't feel like a nurse at all, in fact. That's the truth.
Wow.
What you learn in school and the reality of nursing in an acute care setting is very different.
Wow.
And so I knew after 2 years of doing acute care at Kent General in Delaware. It was a huge hospital. It was a brand new unit. It was like a step down unit. They had the highest acuity. We were always understaffed, always unappreciated and definitely underpaid. I knew it was time to get out after 2 years.
Plus, you don't have that same personal connection.
There is no personal connection.
Right.
There is none
that's
whatsoever.
Right.
That's the sad part.
There are a lot of us who've gone into the field. It's that personal connection that we've made with our patients and their families. And when you can't have that, it can be very stressful.
Yeah. When they're prioritizing paperwork over patient care, I have a problem with
that's
that.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're away from the bedside.
Right. So I said, I got to get away. And I remembered that I worked for Annette and Tony over the summer as a live-in. And I remembered calling them and saying, you know what? I'm going to come back to New York, and I want to give it a chance you know, being an RN for you guys. Mm-hmm. And they said, come on in. That's it.
Yeah,
they started me right away.
I was always awestruck about Tony Babington is that I mentioned some. Oh yes, Sheila Rivera. She knew you right away.
I know.
I was called in 5 years. Oh yes, hi. How are you? Like this and that. And I remember Tony was. It was just uncanny that. Oh yes. Oh yeah. I know. Yes. Tony's here. Like. Oh hi. How are you? And just really.
We go back many years.
Yeah. And so I know. Yes. Sure. Come on. Work. And
she's my mentor. She really is. I miss her very much. And
No. We all do. We all do. And I mean that's also the joke is that Tony always. Said to you, Ann, when you leave the county, come work for my company.
Well, unfortunately, I came after Tony's passing, but we always remained.
Friends. Every conversation I had with Tony was tell Ann I said hi.
She always makes all her employees feel.
Always makes us feel hey we're you know it, it is like a it, it you know it is we treat our cohesive. We treat our patients like family and stuff like that. I think it's the same way with the employees and stuff like that.
Yes, we do feel very. Strong together as a
like a family.
We are like a family. They are my second family.
That's how I feel.
Tom, Margaret, and Carol, they're all continuing the tradition.
Absolutely.
By the way, we got your name from Tom, by the way, and then I got Maria's name just because I wanted one of our different students.
Yeah.
But you're listening to Health Matters, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the training if you want to see. Is this a career I would like to do? Or more importantly, how people that would be coming to your home, what qualifications they may have. You're listening to Health Matters.
A&T Healthcare hires the most qualified pediatric, high-tech RNs and LPNs. They provide care with the utmost compassion and sensitivity. A&T Healthcare are committed to providing their pediatric and adult patients with the highest standards of nursing care. By providing high-caliber, reliable nurses and high-quality service, A&T Healthcare consistently delivers more value for each dollar spent. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. It's the best music ever recorded. We play it for you every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
American Standards by the Sea.
Everybody, this is Rachel Ray. Join me today and every weekday with Rach on the Radio. I'll have tips to save you money, celebrity chit-chat, and of course, food. All from the kitchen table of our Emmy Award-winning show, Rachel Ray.
Weekdays at 12:30.
WTBQ Weather.
Clouds and a couple of flurries or a light snow shower this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon with highs in the low 30s. Tonight, clouding over with a low heading down to 20 and 25. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the lower 40s. Clouding up tomorrow night, there'll be some rain or mixed rain and snow overnight, dropping off to around 32. And on Saturday, rain and snow in the morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high right around 40. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller, Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and I'm joined here by my wife, Ann Feller, Regional Director, Patient Services, and two wonderful employees at A&T Healthcare. We have Bernice Allion and Maria Barry. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and just telling us really like firsthand your different experiences. One of the things that we always stress is that, you know, I talked earlier about, you know, Governor Cuomo's thing, and it's always something as far as like with your family members and your loved ones as they age, they may need more additional assistance. And sometimes what's very important to remember is that home care can be the stopgap that can really improve the part, the component that you're not able to do. But one of the things that is always important is that you need to have a good agency. You need to have good employees that have had the proper training. And I just want to briefly start talking a little bit about the training. One of the things that I always stress, and we were just joking about it, I think all of us, I know, Ann, you, I think you went right into nursing, but the idea is that I was originally a microbiologist. I know, Maria, you were in finance, but you kind of thought that was your mission, that you knew you were going to do this.
I knew for sure.
There are certain things that I know if someone wants to, and again, we do have the classes that will be throughout the first quarter. Just call up the corporate office. You can find out what the scheduling on it is. But what it is that people, when someone comes to me, let's say they only worked at Lord & Taylor and Macy's, you know, they're interested, and I don't immediately preclude them, but I ask them, why do you want to go into the field? And that was actually the first question that I asked Bernice and Maria, why did you go into this field? And that's one of the things that I want to hear, because the idea is that it does take a special person to do this kind of care. I mean, there are certain qualities and stuff like that. And one of the important things that I do, but I mean, why don't you tell us a little bit about the training? I know we had you tutor with the PCA training. Tell me something about it and what the class was involved and things along those lines.
The training program was approximately 2 weeks for the PCA, full days. And every day we would meet and we would go over all kinds of material related to, I don't know, every different topic under the sun that would pertain to a person in the medical health, how you would care for them, how would you, you know, just anything that you would need to know, you know, if they were diabetic or high blood pressure or, you know, anything that might be going on with them. So you would need to, you know all that information. And then there were other things that were just, you know, physically shown to you, such if you had to use different equipment to help them, the Hoyer lift, also
if, to help the patient get out of the bed, yes.
To get out of the bed, we learned how to use that. We learned how to take care of a patient if they were bedbound, how to, you know, wash them, how to take care of them in the bed, how to, you know, change the sheets, anything. They taught us all that information. And as you were going along, you would be tested on the information, but any questions that you had, or if you didn't understand them, what was going on, Peter Feller was right there, very patient, and explained everything to you. So, it, you know.
Yeah, I always remember that with even like doing the transfers. I mean, we do have, the transfers are very important. Like, I know Frank Borelli was on, he was one of the caregivers, and we've and one of the things that I used to be honest, when you're doing a transfer, you're transferring a person, a loved one. You're not transferring a sack of potatoes. You just pick up and you lunge and you throw it. And it was always important that what I used to always want to stress teaching it is that, you know, the secret to a good transfer is up close and personal is that it's less of a risk of you injuring yourself. And that also is very important that you learn how to do it properly so you don't injure yourself, but also that the patient feels safe. And that also is very important. I know that we talked about the nursing supervisor. Now, you get calls and things like that from people, from the aides that are there, but one of the early things that I always teach in the class is to know the difference between objective information and subjective information. And the example I give is that if I stepped out of the room and I said, I'll be right back, and I ask them, how long am I going to be gone for? Someone says 5 minutes, someone says
That's
10
subjective,
minutes.
Subjective, yeah.
Yeah, someone says like that. It's all different.
Right.
Which is subjective. People interpret it differently for subject. But if you say objective, I'll be back in 10 minutes, you know exactly what it is.
Exactly.
Everyone is trained to give objective information. The patient, you can't say they're not looking good. What do they mean? Their breathing, their respiration, their color. It's always important so that with the person, the HHA or the PCA on the line is relaying it to the registered nurse or the nursing supervisor, they know exactly what it is. Okay, they say the respiration is 24. They know what that is, rather than saying the patient is breathing rapidly. What does that mean? Rapidly could be 15, could be 35, or what have you.
Right, but the training prepares you to go in and be the eyes and ears to report back as well,
right.
To know when a patient is different than they normally are.
Yes, yes, your
not
gut
eating,
feeling.
Right, your gut feeling. If they're not eating like they usually do, or they're sleeping more than they usually do, or they're... Maybe they're more agitated than,
right.
you
or
know,
lethargic,
than they might be.
Or,
right. right. So the part of the training teaches you that when things don't look right, what to do. And, you know, that's very important. It's important to the family to have someone there that can they can trust and they feel relieved to leave their loved one.
Yeah, that statement about subjective and objective. When you say in the morning, what time is the morning? Something happened in the morning. Morning for me is when I wake up, and then I go to like 11:59 a.m. and then after that it's the afternoon. But you would never, of course, say to someone, "Oh, he had a you know he started getting dizzy in the morning." Well, what was it? You have to be more specific. Could have been that maybe they didn't have breakfast yet. Maybe it was after they had the med. Those are more of a clue. So saying someone had an incident in the morning, that's why I teach, not that it has to be precisely 9:31:16, but the idea is that you know more about the time, because that could be a clue. If it happens again at the same time, they may be able to do it. This is all the training that is given to them. And I know I was a patient.
Okay? Yes, you were.
A good one, I hope.
I was a patient, and Ann took care of me, okay?
I did.
Actually, I did have home health care. A&T did take care of me. We had Carrie Birch. She was our registered nurse. And then Dr. Susan Sobel, she was my physical therapist. But Ann was really the caregiver 24/7.
But who gave the injections?
Who gave the injections? Who got the water? Who,
I'm sure you
who
were
kept you
to
up
give
all
it
night again? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, but it really
who
is.
Poured your medication.
Yes, yes.
I do stress this.
Yeah, she kept reminding me to take it.
And actually, I did some of the home health aide's responsibilities as well.
Yeah.
You know, helping you get dressed.
That continuity
get
of care.
Into the
that's
shower.
Important,
yes,
right?
Yes,
that's
yes.
why you
so,
ended up
absolutely.
Being his nurse.
I ended up being his nurse.
Right.
And, but those are the kind of things, like when you're home recuperating from, you know, surgery. You realize that you need help, and that's where someone like a home health aide can help you to get out of bed, walk with you to the bathroom, help you get dressed, set up your shaving equipment even,
you know,
things that because you're recuperating, you're not able to do, and sometimes it is hard for your family to do it or for them to be there. And I mean, I happened to be close enough that I could help you, you know, I was close enough from work that I could come home at lunchtime and check on you, and A&T Healthcare, you know, Margaret was very accommodating for me to do that as well, to check on you when you were recuperating.
But I know
it's not always possible.
Yeah, no, and I one of the other major things that one of the qualities and attributes of someone pursuing this particular field is empathy, to know how they feel. That was I had a very humbling experience, and I always do everything. I'm now people because they'll hold my hand right beneath right. Yes. Peter, do you need help coming down the stairs?
I'm
always the one
right
to help everyone
to help
else.
Them.
And now
we're
not
paying attention.
And I'm at the it really
compassion.
Was,
that's
and
it.
Compassion, yes,
yeah,
and compassion. Those are important. And it was just like very, very, very humbling in that sense. That gee, look at this. I teach this, and then I'm the one that's now receiving the care. Where did that happen? You know,
yeah,
and it's just something that
it's hard.
You don't plan on this many times with things that happen. Also to remember. Patients have good and bad days. Patients have good and bad days,
yeah, they're
right?
People just like us, you know.
Now, you had a story, Bernice, with one of your patients, I think, that you were...
My very first
yes,
first
yes,
patient
let's hear that. Let's hear that. You always remember that.
Oh, my goodness. As a live-in with A&T, yes. My first one, am I allowed to say her name?
Well, we can leave the name.
Use the initials.
How about the first name?
Your first name.
Well, her first name was Elizabeth.
There's a lot of Elizabeth,
yes,
you know.
Yes, and she's passed on many years ago.
Maybe it might be different.
And I do remember going there with one of the A&T supervisors, and we were assessing the case for the first time, and I did notice that the patient was a hoarder, and her home was...
And that was before they had
cluttered.
That term for that.
Yes.
They just said someone was sloppy or messy back
no,
then.
No,
cluttered.
No, no.
Very this, cluttered.
No, no. She was a hoarder.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Make no mistake.
That was for the TLC show, obviously.
And I do remember that my supervisor said, no, I don't think we'll be able to take on this case. The living conditions were just atrocious.
Yeah.
There were mice droppings, I do remember that, just clutter everywhere. And this patient in particular didn't have any family members, never married, no children.
Wow.
Was just alone. And I remember, you know, watching her sitting there by herself. She looked so fragile and alone and scared. And she was very old. And I said, who's going to take care of her if I don't take this case? And I remember the supervisor saying, I don't know. but we're not going to be able to take this case because of the condition of the house.
And we have to report it to the appropriate authorities and stuff
that's
like that.
Said.
We see things that are happening that they don't know about.
Right. So I said, give me a weekend. And she just looked at me really weird, like, what are you talking about? And I said, give me a weekend. I'm going to have this house in tip-top shape, livable. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to take care of her. And she's like, you can't do this by yourself. I said, I can, and I will. And I did it. By the end of that weekend, that house was so livable. Now, of course, I received the patient's permission to, you know, clean the house and get rid of all her, you
things
know,
that
things that she's collected throughout the years. And the supervisor came back, and she just couldn't believe it. She could not believe the conditions of the house. And
great.
I stayed with her the entire summer until she passed away.
Wow.
But I loved it. It was one of the best experience I've ever had. And it was very humbling.
That was really like that was the foundation for continue with the career. You know, sometimes people say, that's it. This isn't for me. Goodbye. I mean, that just happened to me sometimes. One of my funny jokes that I say is that whenever I start a new class, I have this recurring dream or nightmare, call it whatever it is. I said it to your class, Maria. And what it is that I do the first class, and then the second day, no one's there because I scared them all off. No, this isn't for me. Oh, I got to do this. No. I can't do it. And I always get weird. But it does happen that some people say, you know what? This isn't for me.
Yeah, but what a difference in that woman's life you made. And,
I hope I did.
You know, the home care agency made by going in and helping her during the end stage of her life.
Yeah.
And she was able to have quality and companionship.
With dignity.
With dignity.
Great.
For
that's our mantra.
And
your home care
was so important.
With dignity.
So, I know now you're working as an RN, and what you do as an RN in the home is a little bit different.
Yes, very different. Yeah. There's more equipment involved, you know. Ventilators like the LP10 and the Trilogy 200, and you're working with BiPAPs and CPAPs and O2 concentrators, the whole nine yards,
right.
You know, everything,
that's all
every
the training.
Kind of
you have to be
feeding
trained on that. Yes.
Equipment, whether it's the Kangaroo or the Entrolite,
right.
You know.
So it's
more
on technical.
The job. Yeah,
it's
yes, it's very
technical,
actually. Technical. Very, very technical.
So it's changed over the years.
Yes, it has.
Nursing.
Yes, it
like
has.
Like you said.
It's evolved.
Right,
it really
Peter
has.
Said what he did as a private duty nurse was more like what the home health aide is doing now. And now you're doing more technical things where those things would have been done in a hospital.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
I love that all that, you know, technical stuff is coming home. The patients are leaving the acute care settings sooner.
And that's all part. Look at me. I was in and out. Yeah. You're listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, Maria is going to share a story with you of one of your patients that you have. I'm going to talk about things to look for when you are looking to hire a home health care agency. You're listening to Health Matters.
ANC Healthcare is a full-service home healthcare agency that works closely with your hospital discharge planner and other referral sources to ensure that all of you or your loved one's home healthcare needs are met. They provide short or long-term hourly or live-in home health aides, LPNs, and highly trained and qualified nurses and therapists as needed. ANC Healthcare has earned a reputation for dependability, responsiveness, and personalized attention. By working in conjunction with nursing departments, HMOs, managed care insurance companies, and other referral sources, they act as facilitators in planning and anticipating patients' needs at home. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Taylor. Have your second cup of coffee with me every Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. Learn the latest in news, gossip, health, entertainment, and of course, all about animals. WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ, feeling all right.
Feeling all right. You want to be feeling all right. You want to be feeling all right. You're listening to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from ANT Healthcare. Joining me is my wife, Ann Fella. We also have Maria Barry. And we also have Bernice Allion. Maria, Before I start talking, you were one of my students and everything, but after the training, did you feel prepared to start working?
I did feel prepared in the fact that I had all the knowledge. I had all the knowledge that I needed to be a PCA. But when you first start, like the very first case, you know, it's a little, I don't know what
intimidating.
Intimidating.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
But like I said before, you definitely have the agency behind you. You have the nurse's support. So as you start working, you start to, as Bernice said, build your confidence and you get to know the patients and everything just kind of falls in place. And every case that you go on, the situation is different. So every case, you're learning new things, which help you, you know, to move on to the next one. I just had a case where I was with somebody for 15 months.
Wow.
Yeah. He just passed away. But I was with him and his family every step of the way. I was in their home originally 5 days a week. Then I went to 7 days a week. I went to doctor's appointments with him. I went to chemo treatment with him. And finally, at the end, his family just wanted him home and out of the hospital. So I was with them. Actually,
you sat
the
with
him
at the hospital also?
Yes, I was with him in the hospital. I spent nights with him in the hospital. I was there with him during the day when his family couldn't be there. And I was with him with his last breath at the very end. And he always considered me a good friend and family. I felt the same way towards him. His family is my family. They will always be like that. I mean, I was sad that he passed away, but I was glad that I had the experience of meeting him and meeting his family, and I will never forget him.
Yeah, I know, and I enjoy one of the when we do, you know, like any like marketing events or what have you, and we may have a table, it'll be with Tom or Andrew, and someone will come up to me and say, oh, gee, you know, you took care of my father like 15 years ago. And they'll say the person's name. They'll say, yes, right. It was Maria that took care, as a matter of fact. And we couldn't have done it without her or him and something like that. Right. I always feel bad that, gee, I'm hearing this wonderful thing. I wish the person that was doing the care could also hear. But that's a beautiful story. And as I said, it does take a special kind of person to work in this particular field. What I thought we could do, and I'd like to discuss that if you do have to need a home care agency. Now, I needed a home care agency when I had my total knee replacement.
Right.
And anyone else that goes out there that has a total knee replacement, I know Bernice had touched on it, is that now you want to be discharged from the hospital sooner. That's what happens. I had a total knee replacement. I had it on Tuesday. I was home Friday morning, bright and early, or Friday afternoon because of the traffic or what have you. But the idea is that's not to downplay the severity or the complexity of the surgery that I received. It was a total knee replacement. Mm-hmm. But the idea is I was home, and then I was able to get the home care, and that's where A&T came in. And I just saw my doctor on Monday. He couldn't say enough good things. But tell us then about some of the things that people should look for if they are considering a home care agency.
Oh, okay.
And I want to say A&T fits the bill. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay. I agree. So when you're selecting a home care provider or home care agency, there's a few things that you should think about to determine who's the best one to take care of yourself or your loved one. One thing you should ask is, how long has this provider been serving the community? A&T Healthcare has been serving the community
32 years.
Almost 32 years. How does this provider select and train employees? We have a very rigorous application process, and we provide our own training, and our aides are certified by.
And when people say that, how are you? When I do the, going back to my marketing, they say, "Well, how are your aides or the people that work?" I said, "They're very good because I train them.
That's right,
and we know them. Like we want that particular. And if they're not cut here, you know, and that's something. As I say, this is a designation. Someone just can't open up and think, "Yeah, I want to teach classes now." But this is something that's just a big process as far as
the approval. It is, you know, the home health aide and PCA training programs are approved by the state of New York, and they keep a registry of all the PCAs and HHAs that have gone through the training. Another thing that you need to find out is, does this provider include the patient and his family or her family? members in developing the plan of care. And that's something that
we talked about that.
How important it is for the supervisor to come out, meet the patient, do an assessment, and find out exactly what goes on, you know, how the patient likes things, how things, you know, work in that family, and, you know, what needs the person has, so that when the home health aide comes in to take care of the patient, they have the information that they need.
Right, for that continuity of care.
And that was very important.
Yeah.
Another question you could ask is, how does the provider assign supervisors to oversee, you know, the patient care when the home health aide is there? And we do have supervisors that, you know, regularly visit the cases. There are certain requirements by the state of New York as well. I know that we go in more often, more frequently than that.
And I do know that Maria and Benicio, you know that you're not just assigned to one nursing supervisor. It really is based on the cases that the nursing supervisor.
Right.
So there can be a time where you could be on two different cases and have
and
two
different
nursing supervisors.
And you'll see different supervisors because they have a caseload.
And they're always available 24 hours.
Yes,
and
well,
they're
we've got to touch
available.
On that. Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And what procedures does a provider have in place to handle emergencies? And are caregivers available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And there is always a nurse on call at A&T Healthcare, and we tell everyone to call the number. Someone will answer, and either they will be able to answer your question or they will get back to you. So, you know, always you can speak to someone any time of the day.
That's true. I've used it
absolutely.
A few times.
You always, even employees, we tell them, call any time of the
day.
Right, right.
If you have a question about your case, and the nurse will call you back.
No, and that's very important. That's a very comforting thing. And as I was saying, part of the training, I know Marie would say that we depend on, if there's something that's not right, that you communicate it. And I always, one of the other things that I always stress is that there would never be a nursing supervisor at A&T who say, oh God, I'm hearing from this person again. What I always say to them is that when you do call, you know what you're saying and you're giving objective information. So you're not going to say, gee, the patient looks terrible again today. You know what it is. They will never say, oh, not you again. But that's one of the things that I stress. You know, this is either the patient refused to take the medication, and then the nurse supervisor said, well, why? Oh, hold on one second. Excuse me, why is it you didn't want to take it? I always train them that you know what, you try to anticipate what the question would be by the nursing supervisor, and you have that answer. You tell that when you're making the actual call. And I think that moves things along much better in that sense.
Absolutely. Well, it's really been great hearing different levels of care that home care can provide from our very own employees.
Yes, yes,
I really
yes.
enjoyed this conversation, and I hope that, you know, people listening hear, you know, what goes on in the home and what kind of people are out there, you know, taking care of patients in their home and the training that is available to you.
Right. I know. And I always talked about this is that Marie was a PCA class, and then she went to the upgrade from PCA to HHA. I love teaching every class, but that one I especially like, because now they can share, gee, I had a patient, he or she did this, and they already know about it. When you're teaching people that have never done this or they're just learning for the first time, it's all new information. But now they've had experience, and that's part of it. You know, you have to be working for, you know, 6 months or a year, you know, as far as like being able, and you have to be a good employee. Those are also the other things that we always stress about it. Listen, I don't know where the time goes. I wasn't lying when I said it's going to go quick, but we're just about out of time.
True.
But Bernice, thank you so much for being on our show. Can we have you back again?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. No, please. Maria?
It was great.
We have you again?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Listen, Ann, we got it. We got them all back. Listen, stay healthy, because your health matters. And to you, your family and friends and loved ones, all the best. We'll see you next week. You're listening to Health Matters, A&T Healthcare. Thank you, and have a great day.
You feel it.